and I'm Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Palestinian and Israeli officials said on Saturday Israeli forces killed five Palestinians, including four fighters from the militant group Hamas, in an overnight raid near the city of Tulkarm in the occupied West Bank. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner has more.
The Palestinian Health Ministry said their bodies had been taken by the Israeli military. There was no information about the fifth man, whose body was too disfigured for immediate identification. During the raid, the Israeli army leveled a two-story house with a bulldozer in an operation that lasted more than 12 hours. According to Palestinian Health Ministry records, nearly 500 Palestinians have been killed by Israeli forces or Jewish settlers in the West Bank or East Jerusalem since October 7th. That's when Hamas militants attacked Israel. Palestinians want the West Bank and Gaza as the core of an independent state with East Jerusalem as its capital. U.S.-backed talks to reach an agreement between Israel and the Palestinians have been stalled for the past decade, but the Gaza war has raised pressure for a revival of efforts to reach a two-state solution.
Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner. Egyptian media cite progress in truce talks as Israel downplays chances of an end to war with Hamas. AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery has more.
Egyptian state media reports noticeable progress in ongoing ceasefire talks with Israel as a delegation of the Palestinian militant group Hamas is in Cairo. Pressure is now mounting to reach a deal. Gaza's humanitarian crisis is dramatically escalating, while Israel insists it will launch an offensive into Rafah, where more than 1 million Palestinians are sheltering. Egyptian and American mediators are reporting signs of compromise, with Egyptian media saying consensus is reached on many disputed points, but chances for a ceasefire deal remain entangled with the question of whether Israel will accept an end to the war without Hamas being destroyed. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Abu Mohammed says he's concerned about the health of his children as domestic waste piles up at a makeshift dump in Gaza, located less than 500 feet from his home. Olivia Zelino from Reuters reports.
With the conflict between Israel and Hamas now in its seventh month, domestic waste has been piling up. Some municipalities have been left with little choice but to find new dumping grounds. Mohammed says the dump's proximity to his home has him worrying about the health of his family.
This street was completely empty. We did not suffer like this before. The municipality used to be active, but after the war and the aggression that occurred, it ceased its operations.
Aid agencies warned in February that the majority of people had no access to clean drinking water, and that sanitation services were wholly ineffective, with none of Gaza's wastewater treatment systems working.
Olivia Zelino from Reuters. Afghanistan's diplomat in India, who was appointed before the Taliban seized power in 2021 and says she was the only woman in the country's diplomatic service, has resigned. Zakia Wardak, the Afghan consul general for Mumbai, announced her resignation on her official account on the social media platform X on Saturday after Indian media reported last week that she was briefly detained at the city's airport on allegations of smuggling 25 bricks of gold. In a statement, Wardak made no mention of her reported detention or gold smuggling allegations, but said that as the only woman in Afghanistan's diplomatic apparatus, she had faced, quote, waves of organized attacks aimed at destroying me. Small anti-war protest ruffles the University of Michigan graduation ceremony. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Protesters chanted anti-war messages and waved Palestinian flags during the University of Michigan's commencement ceremony, including while the Secretary of the Navy, Carlos Del Toro, was praising graduates entering careers in the armed forces.
You are the arsenal of democracy.
He paused and then praised service members who will fight to uphold the U.S. Constitution,
which includes the right to protest peacefully.
There was one arrest Friday on the University of Michigan campus while police broke up a large gathering. In Massachusetts, pro-Palestinian protesters took down their encampment at Tufts University, and a group of students at Princeton has launched a hunger strike. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Boeing is finally poised to launch astronauts to the International Space Station for NASA after years of delays and stumbles. It's the first flight of Boeing Starliner capsule with a crew on board. A pair of veteran NASA pilots will check out the spacecraft during the test drive and a week-long stay at the space station. Liftoff is planned for Monday night from Cape Canaveral, Florida. NASA turned to U.S. companies for astronaut rides after the space shuttles retired. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.